And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Since Larry so impulsively invited Claudia Vincent to visit his home in Rosehaven, Long Island, as house guest, he is now faced with the necessity of justifying this act. For it's obvious that Mary is anything but pleased with the idea, knowing as she does that Claudia is bound to make trouble between the Nobles and Rupert Barlow, wealthy backer of Larry's present Broadway play. Right now, we find Larry in his dressing room at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway. And as he relaxes in an easy chair between acts, we hear...
Come in.
Hello, Larry. You busy?
Not at all, Sheila. Come in. Have a cigarette.
I want to talk to you, Larry, if you're sure it won't disturb you.
I don't see why it should, Sheila. You sound as though you were worried about something.
I am.
Well, what's the trouble? Play seems to be doing well, and you've been getting a big hand at every performance.
Oh, it isn't the play, Larry. I mean to say the play's just as good as it ever was, and I'm very lucky to be in the cast. But right now, I wish I'd never been picked for the part.
Well, that's a very strange way to feel, Sheila. There are hundreds of actresses who'd give their eye teeth to be in your shoes.
I know it. I ought to be very grateful. Instead of that, I've been racking my brain trying to think of some way of getting out of my contract without being blacklisted in all the producers' books.
You want to get out of the play? But why?
I'm in love, Larry.
Well, all right, so you're in love. Lots of theater people have been in love. Are still in love. I don't quite see how that changes anything.
Well, you see, I want to get married.
All right, why not?
I can't. Not as long as I'm in this play.
Oh, I see. Your young man doesn't care for the stage, is that it?
Not entirely. But you see, he's going to Europe. He'll be gone the entire summer, and he wants us to be married and go together. And I'm absolutely crazy to go. If only I could get out of the play. But I've got the run of the play contract, Larry. You know what that means. If I broke that, I'd never have another chance. And if I stick it out, then I'll have to give up our wedding.
Mm-hmm. I see what you mean, Sheila. You're in something of a spot. You're pretty sure you'd like to be married to this chap.
I'm absolutely mad about him, Larry. He's the most wonderful man I've ever met.
Well, I wish I could help you, Sheila, but I don't quite see how.
Oh, I know it's impossible. There just isn't any answer. I'm stuck, and it means my whole future. Yet I just can't walk out on a contract. I've worked far too long for a break in the theater to just toss it aside. But Don doesn't understand that, Larry. I can't make him see it. He just thinks I don't love him enough. But that isn't it. You understand that, don't you?
Why, sure, Sheila. But then, I've been on the stage for a good many years. It seems the most logical thing in the world to me.
Oh, I know it's utterly impossible to work this out.
Have you said anything to Harold Ramsey?
Oh, I haven't dared, Larry. Harold Ramsey is an absolute angel about most things, but he certainly wouldn't like this. No producer wants to see his play pulled apart when it's doing so well at the box office.
Yes. You're perfectly right there. And yet, he might be willing if we could find just the right person to take your place.
Oh, he wouldn't agree, Larry. And I haven't the faintest idea who to suggest. Have you? Is there someone you have in mind?
I don't quite know, Sheila. It's only the beginning of an idea. You give me a little time to think about it. Maybe I can figure out a way to get Ramsey to let you off for the summer.
Oh, Larry, if only you could. You just don't know what it would mean to me. I've been nearly going crazy these last couple of weeks. Every night I practically cry myself to sleep. Oh, do try to think of something, Larry. You're so clever.
Well, thanks, Sheila. But flattery will get you nowhere.
Oh, I wasn't trying to flatter you. Do you think maybe it would be a good idea to put the question up to Mary? Your wife always seems to be able to find a way to help her friends. She just might...
No, Sheila. In this particular case, I don't think Mary could be much help. In fact, I don't think it would be a good idea at all to consult her until I've tried to develop this idea of mine.
Well, whatever you say, Larry. But please, please try to think of something.
It'll be right there. How about it, Sheila? Ready for the last act?
I guess so. As ready as I'll ever be now.
Okay, then. Let's go.
And this same evening, we find Mary at home in Rosehaven, Long Island, sitting in the living room with Maud Marlowe, her good friend. And as the two continue their conversation...
I tell you, Maud, I just don't know how much longer I can stand it to have Claudia Vincent staying here.
playing up to Larry in that outrageous way, and behaving as though she were living in a private club or hotel.
Well, she certainly dug herself in nicely, Mary. Just what does she have to say about her future plans?
I asked her point blank about that. I know it was a dreadful thing to do, Maud, but I couldn't help it.
What did she have to say?
She was very vague. When I asked what she meant to do about Rupert Barlow, she just turned on me and said, what could she do against his wealth and power?
You mean she's not going to try to dig any money out of Rupert?
I don't know, Maud. I can't get anything definite out of her. She's got Larry positively hypnotized. He's convinced that she's telling the truth. He believes that Rupert actually stole Claudia's personal fortune, and that she has every right to make him repay her.
That makes it just lovely, doesn't it? With Rupert holding your own personal securities.
I tried to make Larry see that, but it only makes him furious. When I told him that Rupert offered to give me back the deed to our house and Larry's insurance, and to pocket any loss he would sustain, Larry absolutely blew up.
Well, Mary, if I were you, I'd just tell Rupert to give you those papers, and I wouldn't say anything more about it.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Maud. I just couldn't. It wouldn't be fair to Larry.
Well, you do as you think best. But I can't see how Claudia Vincent's presence here is going to do any of you any good.
Oh, I'm glad you can stay a while longer, Maud. If your play was going into rehearsal right away, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, I'll be here till sometime in August. And we ought to be able to do something about your indolent house guest by then. Oh, isn't it about time she was getting back?
I don't know. She went to a late movie in the village.
Then I suppose she means to sit up till Larry gets back tonight.
Oh, yes. She took a nap for several hours this afternoon so that she'd be fresh and wide awake.
How sweet of her. I also suppose she suggested that you won't need to stay up.
Yes. As a matter of fact, she did, Mort. And I'm going to take her at her word. I'm not going to sit up grimly just to outwait her. If Larry enjoys her company so much, he can have it. I'm going to bed in just a few minutes.
I'll go, too. You want me to bring you a glass of milk? I'm going to the kitchen to get a little something.
No, thanks, Maud. I'll just go with you.
All right, then. Oh, no use leaving all these lights on.
Don't turn out too many.
Oh, I imagine Claudia can see very well in the dark. She has cat's eyes. Come along, Mary.
And at his luxurious home in nearby Oyster Bay, Rupert Barlow's in his upstairs suite. His man, Victor, is with him.
Confound it, Victor. How much of this am I supposed to put up with?
I wouldn't know, Mr. Barlow. That young guy Miss Julia brought back with her from Bermuda certainly knows how to make himself comfortable.
My own special cigars. My best brandy. He's got his nerve. I tell you, I don't like that fellow. He's up to no good.
You may be right, but I wonder if Miss Julia will ever agree.
What the devil does he mean behaving as he does toward her? Flattering her beyond all endurance, making absurd sheep's eyes.
I wouldn't say she didn't enjoy it, Mr. Barlow.
Well, if the fellow's a fortune hunter, then he's due for a rude awakening when he learns that Julia Dixon hasn't a dime.
Well, she saved a pretty good little fortune all these 10 years.
How do you know?
I just know. She never spent a dime. So now with this young guy, well, maybe she'll hook him at that.
Well, I won't have it, do you hear? I won't allow Julia Dixon to make a fool of herself. She belongs right here. She's got everything just as she likes it here. Besides, I couldn't get along without her. Why, she manages everything for me. She's indispensable to this household.
Well, I guess about the only way you can get her over this young fella is to get married, boss.
You keep still. I don't need any advice from you. Whole thing is preposterous. Oliver Wilson. Who is he? Who ever heard of him? What's he up to? Taking my car and going for a drive. Of all the nerve. And calling me sir, as if I were his grandfather. I'm not that old, Victor. And hang it all, I won't have him being so confounded respectful toward me.
Rupert Barlow walks over to the window, looks out into the night with its stars and the waning moon. His mood is blacker than ever. Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.